folks, welcome back. And I would just like to say thank you not only to the great fans of WWA for asking for this rather emotional video tribute, but to also Mr. Batty and eWrestling.org in general for putting together what I thought was a more than respectable piece of footage in honor of someone who dedicated a great deal of time of his life to making WWA the best there is in the business today. That man, of course, is DCP Derek Cheapshot Parks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our opening bout of the evening and will be held under Lumberjack rules. The rules of this bout are simple. If you go outside the ring, the Lumberjacks have the power to throw you back inside the ring. This contest can only end by pinfall or submission. Before we introduce to you the combatants, let's give a warm welcome for our Lumberjacks, the NFL Oakland Raiders!
Wow, folks, can you believe... What the hell?
It's all about...
What, is there another tribute I wasn't told about? Folks, apparently, we must have some type of extra tribute here I wasn't aware of, because the music of Derek Parks has brought the fans to their feet, and as the pyrotechnics go off, out from the back walks a man with short red hair. This must be Mr. Batty's new assignee, Darius Parks. And fans, as Darius Parks makes his way down to the ringside area, everyone here is stunned, including me, over the fact that, you know what, call me crazy, but does Darius Parks look like Derek Parks? Folks, Darius Parks has gotten into the ring and is calling for the microphone. And I think I speak for everybody here in Los Angeles when I say it's almost like I'm looking at a ghost. I mean, the resemblance is just uncanny.
Don't adjust your television sets. This isn't a rerun. There's no need to call Ghostbusters. I'm not the ghost from Christmas past. I didn't rise from the dead. I'm not your beloved icon. I am, however, the D to the C to the P. I'm the real DCP. I'm not the watered-down version you once loved. I'm the man of war, Darius Coleman Parks.
Okay, so if I get this right, this Darius Coleman Parks is really the twin brother of Derek Cheapshot Parks? Well, this is getting way too weird for me.
I can see that you probably wish that the rumors were false. You probably wish that I was Derek standing here in the middle of the ring.
Well, he's dead, so get over it.
You know, I have to agree with the crowd. This guy is an asshole. My God, what's wrong with you? Derek's dead, for God's sakes.
No, I'll be doing that to your wife later tonight. And by the looks of your fat ass, I'm sure she hasn't had a real man in a long time. So sit the fuck down and shut up. You know, all I ever hear is how great my brother was. Hell, the WEWA management just aired a video tribute to him. Well, I brought my own video clip of my fondest memories of Derek as well. In fact, let's take a look at it right now.
Folks, the Ultron is lighting up. Is that the NASCAR race that Derek died in? What's this all about? Oh my God, I'm shocked. That has to be one of the most disrespectful things I have ever seen in my entire life. What the hell was that, Darius? Hey, you idiot! The man died during that crash,
right,
and you...
It's the Derek I knew. You people mourned his death. You cried at his funeral. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're a bunch of fucking morons. He was nothing. I'm the real DCP, dammit. And I should have been the one that was worshipped all these years. I should have been the one my parents were bragging about to their friends and neighbors. Not that son of a bitch. It took my brother almost 2 years to get where he was in the WEWA. Well, it's only going to take me a fourth of that time to pass his superstardom and become more of a champion than he would have ever been. And it all starts here tonight. So, Mike Johnson, get your ass out here so I can show you and all these losers in this arena tonight why it truly is all about me, the real DCP.
You know what, folks? That has to be one of the most disrespectful things I have ever seen in my entire... What the hell was that? Hey, you idiot! A man died because of that car crash. You think it's funny to put that video up like that? Are you insane? There are people mourning here! What a jerk! something, folks? I'm not a vindictive person. I'm really not. But never before in my life have I been so excited to hear Mike Johnson's entrance music than right now. Darius Parks has disrespected the life and accomplishments of Derek Cheapshot Parks. He is coming to WWE with one of the biggest egos I have seen since Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. And in my opinion, there isn't a big enough beating in the arsenal of Mike Johnson that would be enough for this jerk and this crowd. Entering the ring and handing his trusty rusty shovel to his valet, Julie Sims, let's go to the ring for our introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, he is WWA's newest signee. He's the twin brother of Derek Parks. This is Darius Homer Parks.
You know, well, I certainly don't disagree with what they're chanting right now. You people know that.
And his opponent from the shores of Virginia. He is known to be one with the extreme. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, Mike Johnson!
Climbing the turnbuckle to absorb this huge ovation, it's Mike Johnson who dismounts the ropes and turning as the timekeeper calls. Oh my God! Parks just connected with a surprise running spinning punch and down goes Mike Johnson flat on his ass. On the outside, Julie Sims is pounding on the apron. She's encouraging his man, but kicking Mike under the bottom ropes is Darius Parks, and he just went right into the teeth of the Raiders' defensive line. Johnson is immediately pushed back into the squared circle, much to the pleasure of Darius Parks, who is now raining down punches on Michael Johnson like it was going out of style. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Oh my God, Mike Johnson finally gets away from the punches and staggering to his feet. Here comes Darius Parks taking off from across the ring. And hold on to your popcorn because, oh, it's Darius with the killer spear that sends Mike Johnson crashing into the corner with the sick thud. Dragging Johnson immediately from the canvas and not going for the cover. It's Parks who looks for a Manhattan chop. But no, Johnson counters with the sleeper hold. He's got it on tight and Darius looks to be in trouble. Darius is going for a GBU stunner, but Johnson pushes him off into the chest first, charging for it. Oh, it's Johnson with the reverse shoulder block. And just like that, fans, Darius Parks appears to have lost the momentum. Johnson is hurt, but he's limping into the corner, fighting the pain. And what's he doing? Uh-oh, he's untying the turnbuckle, and he's exposing that cold steel cable. Mike Johnson is mad as hell, and apparently he's not going to take it anymore. He's going back to the ring. Ooh, hard right rocks Darius Coleman Parks. And here comes Parks on the end of an Irish whip, right into the unprotected corner. And good Lord, that had a hurt. Into the air and coming down with Virginia splashes Johnson and Parks stumbles forward. And it's Mike Johnson who sends him into the opposite corner with another Irish whip. Ooh, and that just added insult to injury. Parks once again wobbles into the center of the ring from the impact and looking for Mr. Goodball. Up and over, it's a textbook back body drop. And Mike Johnson thinks he has this one. One, two, kick out by Parks, folks. And this one's going to continue. Johnson sees the Lumberjacks all on one side of the ring and avoiding the big men. Look at that. Look how smart that guy is. He just rolled under the vacant side where nobody was. And here come the Lumberjacks from both sides. But Johnson's too quick. And oh, my God, folks. Johnson has brought himself back into the ring. Get this. That's right. A steel chair. The crowd has now gotten to their feet, and Parks has no clue what's going on and wobbling upright. Oh, Coleman runs right into the chair shot from hell, falling backwards in reverse Ric Flair-like fashion. The blood starts pouring from Derek Coleman Parks, and welcome to WWA, you DCP imposter. Johnson wants to end it all, and he's climbing up to the top turnbuckle with the steel chair still in his possession. Kick his ass, Mike, and send him back to the end. Holding the chair high into the air. Listen to the electricity running through this crowd. Leaping into the stratosphere. Extreme. Oh, Johnson missed. He missed. Steel chair. Leg drop. Miss. Parks is now pulling himself up with the aid of the ropes and looking through a crimson mask. Good God. Is Darius Coleman Parks actually laughing? Johnson won't stay down and he's trying to pushes Johnson into the corner, and he's taking hold of the ropes, and he's stomping a mud hole in his opponent. Leaping double drop kick to the face snaps Johnson's head back. Ooh, did you see that head hit off the middle turnbuckle? My God, Mike Johnson appears to be knocked out cold. Double curse fingers to the face of Johnson, and scraping the less than coherent man of Extreme to his feet. Coleman collapsed!
Coleman stunner! Coleman stunner! Coleman stunner!
One, two, oh my God, whether I like it or not, three, Darius Coleman Parks has just recorded his first win here in WWE!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall, Darius Coleman Parks!
Ah, for Christ's sake, you know what, folks? I might not like this Darius Coleman Parks, but I guess I'm going to have no choice but to respect his wrestling ability. As we pan away from the ringside area, a victorious, I can't believe I'm going to call him this, DCP, now exits up the ramp and back through the curtains. You know what, folks? Speaking of the back, let's go there where our roving X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, is standing idle with our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. That's right, folks, absolutely real. Let's hear what the champion has to say. So take it away, Candace.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene reporter, Candace Hoffman, and I'm here with the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, absolutely real. Tonight, you and the man who came to your aid last show, Kodiak, will team to face Malik Johnson and Matt McClain. What are your thoughts?
Tonight, I team with a man who was tag team champion with a Law as his partner. The man beat teams of two with an inanimate piece of wood as his tag team partner. That's how impressive and dominant Kodiak was and is. And tonight, you have a partner far better than a piece of wood. Far more animated than any log could ever be. Tonight, he will team up with the World Heavyweight Champion.
That's a very valid point. You're a better partner than a piece of wood, but Matt McClain did make you tap out not too long ago.
That's very true. Very, very true. Matt McClain, under the darkness of an unlit arena, managed to lock in his breaking point. And yes, I did tap out. In a moment of weakness, I tapped out. But Matt McClain better savor that moment, because it will never, ever happen again. Not tonight, not ever.
What do you have to say about McClain saying he doesn't want your title? He instead wants to break you.
McClain is a dumb fucking liar. Everybody wants to be the world champion. That's why they're all out there forming their little cliques and wrangling up all their little ass monkeys to get the job done. As far as breaking me goes, the NDW jumping me after I went at changes didn't break me. Daryl arriving late all the time never broke me. The lights going out couldn't break me. McClain costing me my world title didn't break me. Nothing is going to break me. I'm unhooked up.
Fans, the Ovaltron has just done a split, and believe it or not, Matt McClain has decided to cut off our World Heavyweight Champion so that he can bring to you his latest edition of The Danger Zone. Well, I know one thing's for sure, absolutely real must be livid, and as our feed is cut from the back, I have no choice but to cut to a commercial. But when we return, I can say this with confidence, things are going to get very, very interesting. We'll see you in a few.
Rocket Buster Radio.
Welcome to Rocket Buster Radio.
Rocket Buster Radio.
Weekly wrestling talk.
They know how to fucking put on wrestling moves.
We've seen him. He is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Did he throw a shoe at Billy Gunn?
They're showcased well. It's like in 5-minute matches.
The Fatal Four.
William Washington.
Michael G.
Matthew Scott.
Nick Marsico.
Special guest.
I always liked really working with CM Punk a lot.
He's awesome. What the heck is K-Fate? What is that?
Live.
What kind of stupid question is that?
Fuck you,
yeah. Kid. He went to the top rope. He delivered a big slam.
Ring of Honor DVD.
Rocket Buster Radio. Saturdays live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on XND Radio.